Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got to start, of course, with all the action ins and outs when it comes to Week 11. But we begin, of course, locally from a New York Jets standpoint, as to their credit, the Jets go down to Washington and do exactly what they are supposed to do against a hapless, pathetic, shameful franchise that made the New York Jets look rather competent, that made the New York Jets look like a team that, dare I say, had a clue. All of a sudden, the Jets and their coaching looks like there's some plan. Not only did the Jets score on the opening drive, what a concept. Adjustments made throughout a ball game. Defensively, finding answers. That could not have been drawn up any better. After Christopher Johnson, and look, I was very critical of this at the time. When Christopher Johnson came out on Wednesday and basically said, Adam Gase is our head coach, Adam Gase is going to be back next year, I wasn't stunned necessarily by the comment, the narrative. I was surprised by the timing because it was off of just one win. And we've seen the Jets so many times over the years go down to a similar situation and lay the egg of all eggs. You find me the example. Tampa a few years ago, Denver a few years ago. The list goes on and on. I get it, the Redskins stink. They have so many problems right now, it's not even funny. First of all, they don't have a head coach. Second of all, their quarterback, who was a rock star at Ohio State in Dwayne Haskins. You know what Dwayne Haskins looks like right now? He looks like a lost puppy. I mean, let's just call it like it is. Dwayne Haskins, and it's not really his fault entirely because the situation is so chaotic. They've yanked him in and out of the lineup. They fired the head coach. The head coach didn't really want him. The owner wanted him. It's a mess. I mean, let's call it like it is. The situation in Washington is so dysfunctional, it's not even funny. Thank heavens I'm not a Redskins fan. But when you watch Dwayne Haskins play, from his pocket presence, stepping up in the pocket, does he give you the look, the feel of a franchise quarterback right now? He does not. Now, that could change. I reserve judgment on a guy who's only made, what, a handful of NFL starts. But when you have a guy who is that early in the stage of his career where he is shaken, he is rattled, he is not ready for the bright lights of being an NFL starter, you got to punish. And to the Jets' credit, they are able to punish every which way in winning this ball game going away. And don't even look at the final score, 34-17. It does not do it justice to what kind of beatdown this was. You got to start first with the quarterback. When Sam Darnold went into that Giant game a week ago, there were a whole lot of questions. He was losing a ton of games. The Jets were losing a ton of games. You're losing to Jacksonville, seeing ghosts against New England, hitting rock bottom in losing to the Miami Dolphins the way that they did. Darnold, even though statistically speaking, was not dreadful in that Miami game, the interception he threw at the end of the first half, it was the sort of mistake that had you wondering, does Adam Gase have the right plan for this team? Is Adam Gase the right coach for Sam Darnold? And what kind of regression are we talking about when it comes to this second-year quarterback? Well, when you put together back-to-back performances the way that Sam Darnold has, and I get it, it was the Giants last week in their woeful defense. This week it was up against a Washington team that is beyond dead. But when I see Sam Darnold, 19 of 30, for 293 yards, four touchdowns, and yes, he made the one ill-advised interception, that's the sort of stat line that says, you know what? Our quarterback is getting back to where he needs to be. There's a reason why we took him with a top five pick. That's why there was all of this hope, this promise. It's all there for Sam Darnold. That's why playing well Sunday, playing well last week, and continuing to play well down the stretch of this year, very important for him. This is where you got to give the coaching staff some credit. You knew they were going to focus on Jamison Crowder. Going back to Washington, trying to stick it to his old team, that's football 101. They always try to set up somebody who's playing against their old team. They want him to look good. He's wearing your uniform now. But the amazing element of the last few weeks from a Jets standpoint, the emergence of Ryan Griffin as the tight end that is helping this quarterback out. Ryan Griffin goes for five catches and 109 yards and scores a touchdown. The play design, getting Darnold out on the run, getting him comfortable within this offense. He has not looked more comfortable in the Adam Gase offense than what we saw on Sunday. Sunday's effort, to me, was the quarterback we saw against the Houston Texans last year. That was the quarterback we saw against the Green Bay Packers when Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers were going up and down the field exchanging scores. That, to me, is the most important development of what you saw on Sunday. Look, the Jets beat up on a bad football team. That is great. That is terrific. That is wonderful. Head coach needed performances like this. Not just the idea that this team is winning ball games, but the idea that he can be the guy to get the most out of the quarterback. You know, he's probably sleeping pretty easy tonight. Adam Gase. His owner comes out on Wednesday and says, you're going to be here. You get a lot of people off your back with Sam Darnold putting together back-to-back performances like this. Then you get to the other side of the ball, and you have to look at the job that Greg Williams has done with this personnel and come away very, very impressed. Because we know what the Jets are dealing with from a defensive standpoint. The secondary, a corner, I mean, it is a total mess. You're missing guys. You didn't have guys to begin with. So there's that. We know the Jets don't consistently have a pass rush. You know how you solve that? You get creative. That was always a knock on a Todd Bowles coach team, on a Todd Bowles-led defense. Why can't you find creative ways, regardless of your personnel, to find a way and get to the quarterback? That takes us to Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams is a guy that, yes, made a damn fool of himself a couple weeks ago going to Twitter, basically telling you he wanted to play for the Dallas Cowboys, annoyed by the business of the NFL, and came out and said, I am a foundation player. I am this team's Aaron Donald. You don't see the Patriots going and looking to trade Tom Brady. We know how outrageous that was. But what he needed to do, right after he and the Jets made up, sang Kumbaya, and went about the rest of the year, is go out and perform. You go out and perform the way that Jamal Adams has over the last 2 weeks. That's how you'll get the big fat contract. That's how you'll have every team in the league trying to make a trade for you. And if you don't get it from the New York Jets, you will get it from somewhere else. And if you're the New York Jets, you get a whole lot in return. But Adams has been in the middle of everything. And what I love about Greg Williams these last 2 weeks is that he has found a way to get Jamal Adams involved by allowing him to go get the quarterback. The fact that we got Jamal Adams in the backfield play after play over these last 2 weeks, that's fun to watch. That's the sort of creative element that I'm always dying for. When I got a player of that talent, I got to try to find different ways to use him. Not just your prototypical safety, laying somebody out over the middle of the field, making a play in coverage. You're not getting after the quarterback? Dial it up. We know Greg Williams, all his years in the NFL, loves to dial it up. All of a sudden, you look now, Jamal Adams got 6 sacks on the air as a safety. You love seeing that. I know I'm rather waxing poetic on what's going on with the Jets. Make no mistake. They have beaten awful teams the last 2 weeks. I'm making sure that's out there. There's no getting around that. The Giants are one of the worst teams in the league. Some people don't want to hear that. Proves in the pudding. The Redskins, let's be fair about the Redskins. If it was not for a failed 2-point play in Miami, and if it wasn't for the fact that Brian Flores was kind of flirting with who his quarterback was going to be, Dolphins go and start Ryan Fitzpatrick for 4 quarters. They're beating the Washington Redskins, and the Washington Redskins are winless right there with Cincinnati Bengals. So I understand what the Jets have played over these last 2 games. Totally get that. This is also the same Jet team that lost to winless Miami. This is also the same Jet team that made a bad Jacksonville offense look unstoppable. This is the sort of small building blocks you want to have now moving forward into the end of this year. You don't want to have this coach in his first year going 3-13. You don't want to have this quarterback in a position where the storyline around his season is seeing ghosts. The storyline around his season is he's regressing. You can change that over these next few weeks. What is a realistic win number the Jets can get to? They're 3-7 right now. There's no excuse for them to lose to Cincinnati. There's no excuse for them to lose to the Miami Dolphins. They should not lose to Miami twice this year. Can the Jets find a way to get to 6 wins? And I know from preseason expectations, that ain't going to do a whole lot. But if you see elements of a defense that is properly coached, creative usage of Jamal Adams, and most importantly, progress from Sam Darnold, all of a sudden you can have a little bit of a different sense, a little bit of a different feel about what you're looking at with this head coach who was beyond much maligned after the Dolphin game. Now, all of a sudden, he's the head coach that's getting his quarterback to throw 4 touchdowns. And that's what you want if you're Adam Gase. That's what you want if you're Christopher Johnson. That's what you want if you're the New York Jets. This season is not being salvaged from a win-loss standpoint. But these elements of progress going into the offseason, you want to have good feelings going into January and February. Not like this nasty, rotten knot in your stomach that you would have had 2 weeks ago. I know it's the Redskins. Got to start somewhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.